Hello everyone, you are listening to the Immigration Podcast, the program that offers you simple information with your host Safa. Today I will talk about the three types of migration, which are internal migration, external migration, and brain drain. Internal migration is defined as the geographical movement of the population between the governorates of the state. It also includes rural migration, and it means the movement of the population from the countryside to the city. The world is witnessing internal migrations at a greater level than external migrations for the following reasons. The first one is the low cost of internal migration compared to foreign. Due to the short distance traveled from one place to another in the same country. But we cannot determine the type of migration depending on the distance traveled during the move. Migration can be external with a travel distance of tens of kilometers, while the distance traveled between some regions in some countries reaches thousands of kilometers. The second one is lack of language problems that international migrants are exposed to when they move to a country whose language differs from their mother tongue. The last one is the availability of psychological preparation for internal migrations more than external migrations. There are several types of internal migration. The most prominent are migration from one governorate to another or from one state to another within the boundaries of one state. This type of internal migration is characterized by the short distance traveled due to migration. The other one is migration from the countryside to the urban cities. This phenomenon began to spread in a wide area in most countries of the world in the second half of the 20th century, as the population movement from the countryside to the city at that time was so great that it hadn't been repeated in any previous historical period. The second type of migration is external migration, which it means the international geographical movement of the population, that is from one state to another through its political border, with the aim of permanent stability or work and building wealth and other goals, regardless of the distance traveled, whether it is a few kilometers or thousands of kilometers. The last type of migration is a brain drain, which is the transfer of students, talents, doctors, and engineers to study in countries other than theirs that provides them with a suitable environment for excellence and creativity. So that is for today. Thanks for joining us this week on Immigration Podcast. Goodbye.